Cross lovers. In the heart of a bustling city stood an unassuming bookstore named The Scarlet Page. Tucked between towering skyscrapers and noisy coffee shops, it served as a haven for those who sought solace in the company of words. Among its patrons was Claire, a meticulous yet dreamy soul who worked as an editor for a small publishing house. Her days were filled with the red ink of correction, but her evenings were spent lost in the romantic world she secretly longed for. It was during one such evening at the Scarlet Page that Claire first noticed him. Leaning against the poetry section, a man in a dark leather jacket held a book with an expression that betrayed intense concentration. His dark curls fell messily over his forehead, and his piercing green eyes scanned the pages like they were a map to some hidden treasure. Claire hesitated. It wasn't like her to approach strangers, but something about him felt magnetic, as if fate had nudged her toward this moment. Summoning her courage, she picked up a nearby book and pretended to read while stealing glances at him. Her clumsy charade was short-lived. "You know," he said without looking up, "Emily Dickinson's words are better savored, not skimmed." His voice was smooth, tinged with a playful challenge. "Caught," Claire flushed. "I wasn't," she began, faltering before blurting out. "How do you know I was skimming?" He finally looked up, a half-smile curling his lips. "You've been staring at me for the past 5 minutes. Either you're smitten, or you're plotting a heist." Claire's embarrassment deepened, but she managed a laugh. "Maybe both. Books can be priceless, after all." "Touché," he replied, extending his hand. "I'm Ethan." "Claire," she said, shaking his hand and noting its warmth. From that moment, an unspoken connection was forged. Ethan, as it turned out, was a freelance journalist with a penchant for poetry and a history as turbulent as a tempest. Over the next few weeks, they found themselves returning to the Scarlet Page, their conversations weaving a tapestry of wit, philosophy, and vulnerability. They discovered that they were, in many ways, mirror images. He thrived on chaos, while she found comfort in order. He was a wanderer, while she planted roots. Yet, their differences drew them together like two halves of a fractured whole. One crisp autumn evening, as golden leaves carpeted the city streets, Ethan proposed an impromptu adventure. "Let's visit the old train station outside town," he said. "It's abandoned, but I've heard it's haunted by stories of star-crossed lovers." Claire's practical side balked at the idea, but her heart, captivated by his spirit, agreed. Under the pale light of a crescent moon, they ventured to the dilapidated station. The air was thick with nostalgia, the scent of decaying wood and rusted metal blending with the whispers of history. "Legend has it," Ethan began, his voice low, "two lovers from rival families planned to elope here. But their families found out and tore them apart. It's said their spirits linger, searching for each other in the echoes of time." Claire shivered, not from the cold, but from the melancholy in his words. "Do you believe in ghosts?" she asked. "I believe in stories," Ethan said, gazing into the distance. "And maybe, in some way, stories are ghosts too, fragments of lives that refuse to fade." As they explored the station, their footsteps resonating on the hollow floorboards, Claire felt an inexplicable pull toward him. But just as their bond deepened, the first crack appeared. Ethan's work often called him away, leaving Claire to navigate the growing void between their worlds. She tried to hold on, but her insecurities gnawed at her. One night, after weeks of silence, Ethan returned with a distant look in his eyes. "I've been offered an assignment abroad," he said. "It's dangerous but important." Claire's heart sank. "For how long?" "6 months. Maybe more." Her voice trembled. "And what about us?" Ethan hesitated, his silence a dagger to her chest. "I don't know. I want to be with you, Claire, but I can't stay still. It's not who I am. And I can't keep waiting for someone who's always halfway out the door," she whispered, tears brimming in her eyes. That night, they parted ways, their love caught in a tempest of longing and irreconcilable differences. Claire threw herself into her work, trying to erase the memory of Ethan's touch, his laughter, his essence. But no matter how many pages she edited, she couldn't rewrite her own story. Months passed, the seasons changing like chapters in a book. One evening, as snow blanketed the city, Claire found herself back at the Scarlet Page. She wandered aimlessly until her hand brushed against a familiar book. Opening it, she found a note tucked between its pages.
Claire,
I once told you that stories are ghosts. If that's true, then ours is one I can't let rest. I'm back in town if you're willing to meet me where it all began.
Ethan.
Her heart raced as she read the words. Torn between fear and hope, she decided to go. The bookstore was quiet when she arrived, the scent of old paper and ink a balm to her nerves. And there he was, standing by the poetry section, a book in hand and a familiar half-smile on his face. You came, he said softly. I'm still not planning a heist, she replied, her voice trembling. Ethan chuckled, but his expression grew serious. Claire, I've spent these months chasing stories, but the only one that matters is ours. I know I've hurt you, and I don't deserve another chance, but I had to try. Tears welled in her eyes. Ethan, I don't know if I can go through that pain again. You won't have to, he said, stepping closer. I've realized that running isn't freedom, it's fear. And I'm done being afraid of love. For a moment, silence hung between them, heavy with unspoken emotions. Then Claire closed the distance, her fingers brushing his cheek. You'd better mean it this time, she said, her voice breaking. I do, he promised, his lips capturing hers in a kiss that sealed their fractured hearts. In the quiet of the Scarlet Page, amid the stories of countless lives, Claire and Ethan began to write their own, a tale not of perfection, but of persistence, love, and the courage to mend what was broken.